for some reason, guys, we don't understand the power that we have of literally trying to become the thing that we're asking for, whatever it is, whether it's marriage. Women always say, well, when I get married, I'll learn certain things. Or when I get the corner office, I'll learn certain things. No, this is the time now to become the thing that you're praying for. Could it be that we haven't gotten the thing that we're praying for because we haven't prepared for it yet? Hi, all. This is Amanda of The Amanda Ferguson Show, Season 2. If you are a faithful listener, thank you so much for coming back. If this is your very first time listening to me, feel free to go back to Season 1 to catch up on all of the goodness there. Here we talk about Jesus, life, family, business, and really everything in between. And if you love it, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. To stay connected to me on social media, be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Mrs. Amanda Ferguson. Now, let's get to it. All right, you guys, welcome back. I'm super perky, super excited, and I haven't even had any coffee. Let me tell you something, you all. You know I go on rabbit trails, right? So I order Starbucks every single day. If you have been following me, then you know I'm the biggest Starbucks person. But it was brought to my attention last week that Starbucks now has Uber Eats. Why in the world would somebody tell me that Starbucks has Uber Eats? Which means I have been maybe or maybe not Ubering 3 times a day. I haven't had my coffee yet, but I am drinking my medicine ball this morning, so I'm just ready for the day. Let's dive into today. It's a subject that I'm really passionate about as it relates to our image and all of that. So if you follow me in Season 1, then you knew that I came out of a lifestyle of a lot of depression. For over a decade, I was perpetually depressed. And then after I gave myself over to the Lord, I really began to create a different type of life for myself and change the narrative and make it something a little bit different than what I was accustomed to. But does that mean that I've never had a sad day since? Absolutely not. Does that mean that I don't still get discouraged at times? Absolutely not. But you know, one thing that I've noticed as it relates to our appearance, it is so easy to dress how you feel. Now, give me an amen if you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know how it is. You went to bed late. Like, we have 3 kids, and sometimes every once in a while they have a night where it's like they just all pile in our room. You know, and I can just wake up super groggy. And y'all, it's so easy to just say, let me just throw something on. Let me just do this. Let me just do that. But I kind of want to challenge you on that. I know what it's like to kind of, you know, in over these decades that I have been saved and living from the Lord, I haven't mastered every single day just feeling like, okay, I'm going to dress my best. But I have realized that over the last several years, especially when I became trained and certified in etiquette, that you can really trick yourself. Can you imagine? Just let me know if this has ever happened to you, where you were feeling sick or something, and then you put on a suit or a dress. Even though you might be sniffling and sick, you just feel like, okay, maybe I can take on the day. I want to challenge you to not dress how you feel, but dress how you want to feel. That's super important. So a lot of people say, well, how do I do this, Amanda? I don't have a closet full of clothes. I don't have, you know, designer labels. I don't have any of this stuff. Can I tell you something? You don't need any of that stuff. Now, my favorite place to shop is Neiman Marcus, but come on now, Target still has some amazing clothes. When people ask me what's my favorite thing to do is still to take long romantic walks around Target. Okay, I love Target. But Even when I first got married, you know, we've been married 7 years. My husband and I didn't have a whole lot of money, and I would thrift. You would be amazed at what you find in thrift stores. You'll be amazed at some designer labels or things that haven't even been worn yet that you can really find in thrift stores. So let's talk about, first of all, kind of how to trick yourself and trick your mind. I always say sometimes when you're tired or you're sick, the more you say that, the more your body responds to that. Like if I'm not feeling well, I have to be very careful, and I still slip up. I have to be very careful not to, like if I'm tired, I have to be very careful not to say I'm so tired, because before I know it, I feel tireder. I feel even more tired. And so people always ask me, well, how did you go from someone who was perpetually depressed to now this confident woman who is able to live her life dreams? Let me tell you what I did. And I want you to take out a pencil, paper, and a notepad. The first thing that I started doing is I started declaring who I was and who I wanted to be. That's super important. I think sometimes we don't understand the power that we have in our own mouth. So I didn't come from a family that I got a lot of validation. And if you came from a family where you didn't get a lot of validation, you weren't told who you were. You weren't told, oh my gosh, y'all, I got to insert right now. Y'all know, go on my rabbit trails. As I'm recording this show, Lion King just came out. Just last night, okay? I mean, 2 nights ago. So we went to see it yesterday. And when I say I cried, like for real cried, and we all know what's going to happen, but you know the part that really tore me up? Oh, goodness. I'm about to get teary-eyed all over again on Lion King. But the part where he said, who are you? Tell me who you are. And, you know, Simba was just like, I'm just a nobody, you know? And then something rose up in him and said, wait a minute, I am Mufasa's son. Listen, I lost it. He said, I am Mufasa's son. And when he realized, when he had that revelation of who he was, it didn't matter how much it was told to him, because at first he just felt like he was a nobody. But when he got the revelation, like, I'm Mufasa's son. And really, that's what changed in me. Even though I didn't get the natural validation that I wanted, I never got that affirmation from my biological father. I was never a little girl that was able to twirl around and her daddy told her how pretty she was. I didn't get a lot of validation from my mother. I couldn't. She gave me as much as she could, but she was so depressed that she didn't have a lot of self-esteem, her own self. And so what kind of clicked in me after I accepted salvation was I literally began to look in the mirror and say, I am the daughter of the King. Like, I know what my name is, but I also know who I am. And I know who my Heavenly Father is. And He is the bomb.com. He is the bomb.com. He is everything. And I'm His daughter, which means that, I have His DNA. It means that I can conquer anything. I can do anything. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Everything that I don't know, He can teach me. The Holy Spirit can be my teacher. And I began to declare that over myself. I have a homework assignment for you. You didn't know I was giving you homework, right? I want you to start writing down not just who you are, but whose you are. Your daddy, God, owns everything, and He thinks the world of you. So if He thinks the world of you, then it's time for you to start thinking the world of yourself. It was something in Lion King where, you know, Mufasa was telling Simba, like, hey, I will always be your father, but it's time for you to know who you are. And so as I switched from finding my self-esteem, I didn't have a lot of self-esteem. So finding my self-esteem, finding my confidence came from me, number one, knowing who I was. So every morning when you wake up, no matter how you feel, I want you to get up and I want you to start declaring over yourself who you are. It's super important. It's time for us to start. You know, the enemy is so tricky that if we don't speak for ourselves, he will speak for us. And he will tell us every lie in the world that is not of God. But it's time for some of you to start serving hell notice that you know who you are and that you are not going to take negativity because your daddy God has already clearly put in the Bible who and whose you are. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want you to do, I know men listen to me too because I see your DM messages, but for women, it's super important for you to get up early. I know it sounds like a no-brainer, like, oh, Amanda, I already have to be up at 7. I don't want to get up super early. But the reason why is because if we're rushing, we don't look our best. If we're rushing, not only do we not look our best and our clothes probably look frazzled, but our spirit is frazzled. And when your spirit is frazzled, it's very hard for you to take that extra time and pay a lot of attention to your appearance. So for me, that means that I have to get up early. And it means that I have to get up earlier than normal because our kids get up early. And so, but when I get up early and I have my time to pray and meditate, and I have that time to really kind of take my time, it makes all of the difference in the world. So first thing is you're going to have your declarations ready. Number two, you are going to get up early. And let me tell you a little femininity tip because you know that I'm all about, this is what I teach, etiquette and femininity. Let me tell you a good rule of thumb. And I kind of strayed away from this due to me not wanting to make noise in the kitchen and wake our girls up. But one of the things that makes me feel super ultra feminine is when I get up and make me a nice hot cup of lemon water. And let me tell you another tip. Don't take, you know, you get you a mug and you make hot water, but not in the microwave, right? Because the key is that everything that you want to do in the morning, you want to take your time. So for me, I love buying pretty mugs, insert Target. And then when you go to the kitchen and you boil you some water and you put it in a pretty coffee mug and then you add a slice of lemon, let me tell you. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you. You tell me. So tell me, after you have your morning hot cup of water with lemon, how you felt doing that. I can guarantee you're going to feel just so ultra feminine. And it's a beautiful thing to do. So you can sit down, you know, drink your hot tea with lemon. And not only is it, does it kind of trick your mind to really prepare for the day, but it's actually really good for your body. I don't know all of the health benefits, but I've heard that it really, I don't know. I had an article that I read about it, but I can't remember everything. I know it kind of flushes you out, kind of cleanses you out, and just really hydrates you, and it really makes you feel amazing. I've heard that it has great skin benefits and all that stuff. But, you know, Dr. Google is always there for you to find out more. I'm no scientist or health guru, but I just know how it makes me feel, and I can attest to that it really helps. Oh, that's another thing. It really helps with bloating as well. So awesome. Now let's really dive into this look. So now you've gotten up early, you've done your daily declarations. And let me give you another challenge. Do not check social media for 30 minutes once you get up. I know. But I fell into that trap of as soon as I wake up, it's like, let me scroll. I need to check my notifications. And before you know it, now come on, let's be honest. You are not just going to check your notifications and get off. You will be scrolling Instagram for 30 minutes and then like, oh no, I gotta go to work, right? You will get on Facebook, look at what everybody's doing. I'm not on Twitter, so are people still on Twitter? I don't know. But yeah, so challenge yourself with that. I have found that when I do not touch my social media for at least 30 minutes after I wake up, I'm so much more productive and so much more clear on just what I'm doing, my preparation for the day. Okay. All right. So we've got our declarations. We've got our hot cup of water with lemon. Now let's talk about wardrobe. The point of this episode is to teach you to dress not how you feel, but how you want to feel, but also how you want to be perceived, all right? In other words, the way millennials say it, if you want to be the boss, look like a boss, All right. If you want to, you know, I have a lot of younger people around me, and I guess I don't know if this is, you know, what the young people say. Why do I say that like I'm old, y'all? Like I'm literally 33, but I consider myself an old soul. So I hear the youngins say things like boss up, you know, like, come on, you got to boss up. But for real, if you really want to be seen as a boss or as a CEO or as someone to be taken seriously, then you have to take your own self seriously. People often come to me, especially if they're in a career, and they say, hey, Amanda, I want you to coach me. You know, they sign up for my programs, or they'll consult with me and say, hey, I really want that. I really want that corner office. I am tired of being in this little cubicle. I have the smarts. I know I have the resume. Why is it that the CEO won't promote me? And the number one question I ask them is, does your image project the corner office look? And they're like, but I'm not corner office yet. And I'm like, well, your CEO, the person that you want to invest in you, needs to be able to already envision you as that before you become that. For some reason, guys, we don't understand the power that we have of literally trying to become the thing that we're asking for, whatever it is, whether it's marriage. Women always say, well, when I get married, I'll learn certain things. Or when I get the corner office, I'll learn certain things. No, this is the time now to become the thing that you're praying for. Could it be that we haven't gotten the thing that we're praying for because we haven't prepared for it yet? So let me give you a few things that you want to have in your closet. I'm really going to focus on women for this episode, but of course, in the corporate setting, I train men as well. But for this episode, I'm really going to focus on women. A few things that you want to have for sure is a black dress or a black suit. Why? Because the color black is the number one power color. Some people see it as, I don't like wearing black, but it is the number one power color. So you always want to have something really nice and black that you can take to an interview or a really important meeting. With that, if you have a suit, you want a crisp white shirt. And I say crisp white because we all know what white does after a little while. And again, I'm not saying you have to go out and spend thousands or hundreds of dollars on this stuff. You will be amazed at what you can find in thrift stores or consignment stores. You will just really be amazed. The next thing that I want you to have along with that is a nice black pair of heels. Something very nice, something that is very tailored to you and your particular style. And it's also really important to have a signature style. Now, many of you ask me, well, how do I get a signature style? Or I don't know anything about this, and this is what I teach. So we all can have a personal style. And, you know, one of the things that I did, because I had no style. Now, if you've heard me talk about my relationship with my husband, then you know that I used to be very sensitive when it came to my style, because my husband, he had his style that he wanted me to wear, and I felt like I had my style. And so what really kind of changed things for me is I really took time and went through magazines or went on Pinterest or, you know, even Googled certain looks that I really wanted, and I would make certain boards of that. And then I would find styles that depicted that look of class and the look of elegance and all of that stuff. So it's super important. This podcast is sponsored by my signature workshop called The Art of Being a Lady. If you're ready to change your mindset, cultivate new ladylike habits, and even learn how to become that woman of poise that you've always dreamed to become, then this absolutely free workshop is just for you. Register now at amandasclub.com. That's AmandasClub.com. I can't wait to hear from you. The biggest thing that I want you to remember is you always want to look at your complete look from head to toe. It's really easy to start piecing things and say, oh, this dress looks like this, or these shoes look great. But you really want to make sure that when you look in the mirror, it has a flow. from head to toe. Now, you know I like telling off on myself, right? And you know I like telling kind of sad stories, embarrassing stories, learning stories, all of that with hopes to tell you and for it to be a teaching moment. So here we go. Once upon a time in Amanda's world, I had first started making some money and I was super excited about buying a brand new skirt. The funny thing is I actually still have this skirt in my closet because I love talking about it and remembering it to be able to teach you all some of the lessons that I've learned. So I bought this sequin skirt from Express, one of my favorite stores. I love Express. It was black. It was a pencil skirt. It was everything. And I wore it everywhere. You know how you have a cute outfit and you just want to wear it everywhere. And I think I was more so proud of this skirt because I was actually able to pay full price for it. And so I was just super excited. But I went to an etiquette class because I was being trained in etiquette. And the etiquette teacher told me something that blew me away. She said this. She said, when you buy a skirt and you have a piece of thread at the bottom of the split, you are supposed to cut the thread before you wear the skirt. What in the world? I'm walking around with this Express skirt, showing the whole world my beautiful sequin pencil skirt, and I did not cut the thread off, y'all. I was so embarrassed. And there are some of you listening to me, and you're like, hold on. I never cut my thread off either. Listen, I've got you, which is why I love teaching what I'm teaching, because which is why I love, you know, my free workshop, The Art of Being a Lady, which is why I love all of my etiquette and femininity courses, because I teach the little things that make the big things count as it relates to your appearance. And so on one hand, I was very embarrassed because I was like, I can't believe I've been doing this. On the other hand, I got really upset because when I say I wear that skirt everywhere, I mean, I even wore it to church. And I'm like, these church people didn't tell me. But the reality was they didn't tell me because they didn't know. And so over the last 6 to 7 years, it has been my hope to really teach as many. And I've had hundreds of women in my programs to learn the tips of etiquette that is not really known. All right. So that's like a little tip to kind of put out there. Another thing about thread, you guys, is that they also are supposed to be cut off on your favorite blazer or your favorite coat. I know it's easy to look down and say, oh, look at this pretty design. Trust me, I have done it. And I thought that it was a beautiful design, but those things are supposed to be cut off. So some of you may be having to go through your closet and you're like, Amanda Ferguson, what? Yes, go ahead and cut it off of your skirts, cut it off of your blazers, cut it off of your coats. And for those of you who have husbands or boyfriends and they don't know as well, tell them to listen to this episode. They may learn something new. There are so many things that I could tell you as it relates to your appearance. So many things that I can tell you as it relates to your signature style. But remember, everything first starts in the mind. When you shift your mindset, you'll shift your entire life. You will continue to hear me say that. So when you think about your appearance and when you think about dressing the way you want to be perceived, remember that people will perceive you, their perception of you first really starts with your perception of yourself. So if you're a woman, I want you to stop walking around with your head down. I had a very bad habit of walking around with my head down. There are days if I felt like my hair wasn't great, or if I felt like my outfit wasn't great, or if I felt like I just missed the mark, because the reality is we all have a learning curve. You know, you can be on Pinterest today, and that doesn't mean that you will have the look that you want tomorrow. I want you to give yourself some grace. whether you, you know, had a bad hair day or whether you had, you know, you woke up to pimples on your face that you don't want people to see, I want you to understand that exterior stuff is cool, but what's on the inside means the most. And if you can look at your pimples or you can feel like you have a bad hair day or your clothes are just not flowing right, but you can still understand throughout all of that, I am still a daughter of the King. No matter how my outfit came out, no matter how whatever, like I am still, my clothes don't change who I am on the inside. You'll be amazed at just how even that transforms your look. So stop walking around with your head down. I want you to practice another couple of things and then before we end this episode. And then let me know if you signed up for our free workshop. So a couple of more practical things is, number one, I want you to start walking with your head held high. I want you to not just walk with your head held high, but I want you to get a full body mirror and I want you to walk in front of the mirror. I want you to pay a lot of attention to what your shoulders are doing. I want you to pay a lot of attention to, are you slumping down? I want you to pay a lot of attention to just your overall persona. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you want to change it? Remember, just because there are things that you don't like, doesn't mean that you hate yourself. That just means that you're taking the time to look at, okay, what would I like to change? I always say, there are certain things that I have changed about my appearance as it relates to my hairstyles, as it relates to things like that. There are times that my first couple of years of marriage, I actually wore hair extensions. Now, I just wear my natural hair. And so there are always things that you can change, but there are certain things that you can't change. For example, I would love to wear some thigh-high boots, but my legs, y'all, those boots fall down right to my ankles. I mean, I bought some boots one time that even had the drawstring. Now, you know, it's pretty bad when you have a drawstring and they still don't stay up. So when I see women that are able to wear thigh-high boots, I'm like, oh, well, you look amazing in those boots. Wear them for me, honey, like where I can't wear them. Okay, so there are going to be some certain things that you don't like about yourself, but that doesn't mean that you don't love yourself, all right? There's a difference. For me, you know, there, like I have stretch marks after three kids. I have stretch marks. So, you know, right now, there's nothing that I can do about those, but that doesn't mean that I don't love myself. So accentuate what you can and love every part of you, all right? From your head to your toe. Remember, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything about you is absolutely amazing, and not just amazing, but you are a beautiful work of art. You are a masterpiece. God made you, so know that you are absolutely amazing. I can't wait to hear from you. I can't wait for you to tell me all about what you learned, what you've discovered about yourself. And don't forget, in the morning, we have a tea date. We're gonna drink our hot water with our lemon, and I want to hear all about how you feel. Until next time, we'll talk soon.